digestion and absorption of food. Normal conditions. If the liver regulates and maintains free flow of qi and blood well, it will assist the spleen in sending food essence and water up, support the stomach in sending food contents down, and support the secretion of bile so that the functions of digestion and absorption are normal. Abnormal conditions. If the liver does not help digestion and absorption well, the following unhealthy conditions could result. Poor appetite, indigestion, diarrhea, bitter taste in mouth, jaundice, constipation, and more. C. Maintaining free flow of qi and blood. Normal conditions. Normally, the heart and the lungs play the main role for the circulation of qi and blood, but the liver has ability to regulate and maintaining free flow of qi and blood in order to prevent the stagnation of qi and blood. Abnormal conditions. If the liver does not keep qi and blood flowing freely, the following unhealthy conditions could result. Pain or distension in the breast or upper rib area. Painful or fixed mass in upper abdomen. Abnormal menstruation, painful or absent, and more. 3. Dominating and controlling the tendons and manifesting in the nails. In traditional Chinese medicine, the dominance and control of the Zhang organ means that the organ is vital for the flow of qi and blood for the associated body tissues. For example, the tendons and the nails need nourishment from qi and blood. Liver blood will nourish the tendons and the nails. Therefore, the liver is the key organ to dominate and control the functions of the tendons and the nails. Normal conditions. Liver blood nourishes the tendons and maintains their normal function. The tendons link to the joints and the muscles and dominate and control the movement of the four extremities. Abnormal conditions. If the liver does not function well, it could cause malnutrition of the tendons, which could result in numbness of the extremities, slower movement of the joints, spasms, tremors in the hands and the feet, and more. If liver blood is deficient or has poor quality, the nails could become soft, thin, and brittle. 4. Opening into the eyes through the meridians. In traditional Chinese medicine, every Zhang organ has one function that opens into one sense organ. For the wood element, the liver opens into the eyes. This means the liver's meridian connects with the eyes. In modern medicine, the liver and eyes are completely separate organs, but they are connected through the meridians, which are the pathway of qi. Normal conditions. Liver blood nourishes the eyes to ensure normal eye function with clear vision. Abnormal conditions. Lack of liver blood could result in the blurred vision, night blindness, and dry eyes. Soul healing for the liver and the wood element. Now I'm formally releasing soul healing techniques for the liver. When we do soul healing for the liver, the Zhang organ of the wood element, the gallbladder, the full organ of the wood element, the eyes, the sense organ, and tendons, the body tissue, and anger in the emotional body will all receive the healing simultaneously. To offer soul healing to the authority Zhang organ, liver, is to offer healing to everything connected with the wood element. Apply the four power techniques. Body power. Place the right palm on the liver area. Place the left palm on the lower abdomen below the navel. Soul power. Say hello to inner souls. Dear soul mind body of my liver, gallbladder, eyes, tendons, and the emotional body of the wood element. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to heal and rejuvenate my liver, gallbladder, eyes, and tendons, and to heal my anger. Do a good job. Thank you. Say hello to altar souls. Dear divine, dear Tao, the source, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related to the liver, gallbladder, eyes, tendons, and anger. I'm sincerely sorry for all of these mistakes. I apologize from the bottom of my heart to all the souls my ancestors and I have hurt or harmed in these ways. I apologize to you, dear divine and Tao. In order to be forgiven, I will serve unconditionally. To chant and meditate is to serve. I will chant and meditate as much as I can. I will offer unconditional service as much as I can. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize bright green light shining in and around liver. Bright green light has a special healing power for the wood element. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud as follows for at least 10 minutes. The longer you practice, the better. Liver regulates blood. Liver promotes qi and blood flow. Eyes are clear and bright. Tendons and nails are healthy. Anger is removed. Liver regulates blood. Liver promotes qi and blood flow. Eyes are clear and bright. Tendons and nails are healthy. Anger is removed. This is the first time that I have released this sacred soul healing in traditional Chinese medicine by chanting these phrases. How does it work? Remember my teaching. Everything is made of soul, mind, body. Every system, organ, cell, and every DNA and RNA has a soul, mind, and body. They have the power to self-heal and rejuvenate. This kind of healing has not been offered in history, or at least have not been offered enough. This is the soul healing for the five elements, systems, organs, tissues, cells, meridians, acupuncture point, and emotional body. My foundation teaching of soul mind body medicine is heal the soul first, then the healing of mind and body will follow. Soul is spirit, information, and the message. To chant these phrases is soul healing or message healing. It has power beyond words. I'm honored and delighted to release soul healing by applying the ancient wisdom of the five elements to you and humanity. I wish for you to practice a lot and receive maximum healing benefits. I wish for you to create your own soul healing miracles. Now I will lead you to apply all four power techniques together with the fifth sacred technique of healing, breath power. There are so many ways to breathe. I will like every listener to focus on one way to breathe. This is named abdominal breathing. When you inhale, your abdomen expands. When you exhale, your abdomen contracts. Make sure you inhale and exhale smoothly and evenly. The length of each inhale and exhale depends on your personal condition. It could be different for everyone. Follow nature's way. As you continue to practice in this way, the length of your inhale and exhale will get longer little by little. The key principle is to follow nature's way. Remember never to purposely prolong your breathing. The length of your inhale and exhale will increase naturally through more practice. I will now lead you through a breathing practice. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm on the liver and place other palm below the navel. Inhale deeply. Your abdomen will expand. Put your mind on your liver. Then exhale. Put your mind on your whole body. Practice by inhaling and exhaling slowly time. Inhale. Put your mind on liver. Exhale. Put your mind on whole body. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, abdomen expand. Exhale, abdomen is contracting. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, abdomen expanding. Exhale. Abdomen is contracting. Inhale, put your mind on liver. Exhale, put your mind on the whole body. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, put your mind on liver. Exhale, put your mind on whole body. Inhale, your abdomen expand. Exhale. Your abdomen is contracting. The first step is to train your mind. Then we will add the chanting. Relax for 10 minutes. Inhale and expand abdomen. Focus the mind on the liver. And at the same time chant, liver regulates blood. Exhale and the abdomen contracts. Focus your mind on the whole body and at the same time chant the Da'ai. Da'ai means greatest love. Let me explain the significance of this practice. Inhaling and exhaling are a yin-yang pair. This is a breath power. Focusing your mind on the liver and on your whole body is another yin-yang pair. This is mind power. Chanting liver regulates blood and Da'ai is another yin-yang pair. This is sound power. Placing one hand over the liver and placing one hand on the lower abdomen is another yin-yang pair. This is the body power. Invoking the source, the divine and heaven's countless spiritual fathers and mothers to bless your liver and the body is another yin-yang pair. This is soul power. We have practiced the four power techniques a lot in the last 10 years in my soul power series books and other books. These four power techniques have created hundreds of thousand soul healing miracles. We are very grateful for the four power techniques. The divine, Tao, and ancient wisdom of my spiritual fathers and mothers guided me to create the four power techniques. Now we are going to add breath power, which is the fifth power technique. Wherever and whenever it is appropriate. I have explained that every power technique has yin and yang aspect. Why is yin-yang pair alternating practice sacred and vital? It can be summarized in one sentence. Yin-yang alternating practice is to balance yin and yang and to join yin-yang as one, which is mild with Tao. One is Tao. Tao is one. Tao is the way of all life, including healing, rejuvenation, prolonging life, and transforming relationships, finances, and more. Now, let us practice. Breath power, mind power, sound power, soul power, and body power, five power techniques together. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm over your liver and place your other palm on the lower abdomen below the navel. Deeply inhale, keeping your mind on your liver by visualizing bright green light shining in and around your liver. Silently chant, liver regulates blood well. When you exhale, put your mind on the whole body by visualizing bright green light radiating throughout the whole body. Silently chant Da'ai or greatest love. Now do the practice for the second time. Deeply inhale. Keep your mind on your liver, visualizing bright green light there. Silently chant liver regulates blood well. Exhale. Put your mind on your whole body, visualizing bright green light radiating throughout the whole body. Silently chant the Da'ai or greatest love. Now let's move to the second sacred chant for healing the liver and everything associated with the wood element, including the gallbladder, eyes, tendons, and anger in the emotional body. Deep inhale. Keep your mind on your liver. Silently chant, liver promotes qi and blood flow. Then exhale, put your mind on your whole body. Silently chant, da quan shu or greatest forgiveness. Then deep inhale, keep your mind on your liver and silently chant, tendons and the nails are healthy. Then exhale, put your mind on the whole body and silently chant Da Ci Bei, which is greatest compassion. Deep inhale, put your mind on your liver and silently chant eyes are clear and bright. Then exhale, put your mind on the whole body and silently chant Da Guang Ming, which is greatest light and transparency. Now, I will lead you to practice this sacred chanting as one. For healing the wood element, including the liver, gallbladder, eyes, tendons, and anger in the emotional body, always visualize bright green light. Deeply inhale, keep your mind on the liver and silently chant, liver regulates blood well. Then exhale, put your mind on the whole body, chant Da'ai, which is greatest love. Then deep inhale, silently chant, liver promotes qi and blood flow. Then exhale, chant Da Quan Shu, which is greatest forgiveness. Then deeply inhale, chant tendons and the nails are healthy. Then exhale, chant Da Ci Bei, which is greatest compassion. Then deep inhale, chant, eyes are clear and bright. Then exhale, chant the Da Guang Ming, which is greatest light and transparency. Remember, for chronic and life-threatening conditions of liver, gallbladder, eyes, tendons, or anger, chant 2 hours or more per day. You can add up all of your chanting time to total at least 2 hours per day. I emphasize again that it is the first time that I have released this secret practice with the five power techniques. The name of this new practice is Sacred Yin Yang Alternation Practice. Heart. The heart lies in the left chest and surrounded by the pericardium. The heart is the Zang authority organ of the fire element. The full organ of the five element is the small intestine. The meridians of the heart and the small intestine are internally and externally related. Number 1. Governing the blood and the blood vessels. In traditional Chinese medicine, dominating, controlling, and governing have the same meaning. They are the key function of the heart. Normal conditions. The heart is the driving force for blood circulation in the whole body, and the blood vessels house and circulate the blood. A healthy heart includes adequate qi and blood, open blood vessels, and a regular, healthy, and strong heartbeat. Abnormal conditions. A lack of the blood in the heart could manifest as a weak pulse, irregular heartbeat, and more. Second, manifesting on the face. Normal conditions. If the heart has a good circulation and the blood supply is sufficient to the face, the complexion could appear pink and glowing. Abnormal conditions. If heart circulation, blood supply, and the pulse are poor, the complexion could appear pale. If heart circulation is stagnant, the face could appear blue or purple. Third function, housing the mind and taking charge of mental activities. Normal conditions. Traditional Chinese medicine emphasizes that the heart houses the mind and soul. The heart connects with the soul's activities, consciousness, and thinking. If the heart and the blood circulation function perfectly, the mental outlook is positive, energetic, and healthy. Abnormal conditions. An imbalance in the function of the heart and the blood circulation could result in mental disorder, insomnia, palpitations, dream disturbed sleep, and more. Number 4 function, opening into the tongue through the meridians. Normal conditions. The heart is the governing organ for the sense of the taste. The tongue should appear moist, pink, and shiny, have normal sense of taste, and be able to move freely. Abnormal conditions. An incomplete supply of heart blood could result in a pale, red, dark, or purple tongue. If the heart does not control mental activities well, the tongue may appear rigid and a confusion, and an inability to speak could occur. The fifth function of the heart. Sweat is the fluid of the heart. Normal conditions. Traditional Chinese medicine states that the blood and the sweat come from the same source. Normal perspiration is the sign of a healthy heart and the blood circulation. Abnormal conditions. Excessive perspiration could result in palpitations, accelerated heartbeat, loss of the bodily fluid, and more. Now, let us do a few minutes of practice for soul healing the heart. If you have circulation or other heart issues, this practice will offer you healing. If you do not have circulation or heart issues, always remember that the practice can still benefit you by strengthening the heart preventing heart sickness and rejuvenating the heart, every listener can benefit from this practice. Sacred yin-yang alternation practice for the heart and the fire element. Apply the five power techniques together. Body power. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm over your heart. Place the other palm on your lower abdomen below the navel. Soul power. Say hello to inner souls. Dear soul, mind, and body of my heart, small intestine, tongue, blood vessels, and the emotional body of the fire element, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to heal and rejuvenate my heart, small intestine, tongue, the blood vessels, which include big and small arteries, capillary system, and small and big veins, and to heal depression and anxiety. Do a good job. Thank you. Say hello to altar souls. Dear Divine, dear Tao, the Source, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related to the heart, small intestine, tongue, blood vessels, capillary system, and depression and anxiety. In order to be forgiven, I will serve unconditionally. To chant and meditate is to serve. I will chant and meditate as much as I can. I will offer unconditional service as much as I can. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize bright red light shining in the heart area. Bright red light has a special healing power for the fire element. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Heart circulates perfectly. Complexion is glowing. Clear mind, perfect tongue, normal perspiration. Heart circulates perfectly. Complexion is glowing. Clear mind, perfect tongue, normal perspiration. When you do the practice for healing the heart and the five elements, always remember to visualize bright red light in the heart as you inhale and the bright golden light throughout the body as you exhale. Now inhale deeply, keeping your mind on your heart by visualizing bright red light shining in your heart. Silently chant, heart circulates perfectly. Then exhale, put your mind and whole body and chant Da'ai, which is greatest love. Inhale deeply, visualize bright light, silent chant, complexion is glowing, perfect tongue. Then exhale, chant Da Quan Shu, which is greatest forgiveness. Inhale, put your mind and heart, chant clear mind. Exhale, put your mind and whole body, chant Da Zibei, which is the greatest compassion. Then inhale, chant normal perspiration. Then exhale, put your mind and body, chant Da Guangming, which is the greatest light and transparency. You can continue chant more by yourself. For chronic and life-threatening conditions, chant 2 hours or more per day. You can add up all your chanting time to total at least 2 hours per day. Spleen. The spleen is located in the middle jaw, in the left upper abdomen, to the left of the stomach. In traditional Chinese medicine, the spleen is the Zhang authority organ of the earth element, which is in charge of the digestive system. The full organ of the earth element is the stomach. The meridians of the spleen and the stomach are internally and externally related. Function 1. Absorbing, transporting, distributing, and transforming nutrients in order to nourish the whole body from head to toe, skin to bone. This function of the spleen includes two aspects. A. Absorbing, distributing, and transforming nutrients. Traditional Chinese medicine teaches that the food and the water travel to the stomach. The stomach and the spleen digest and transform the food. The essence of the food is sent by the spleen's function up to the lungs. From there, the lungs spread to the food essence to the whole body to nourish the 5 zhang and the 6 food organs, along with the 4 extremities, bones, skin, and the hair. Water and the essence of the food are the materials to form blood. The spleen is the root organ to produce qi, which is the energy and the blood after birth. Normal conditions. A healthy spleen is the key for producing qi and the blood for the whole body. The spleen is also the key organ to transport, distribute, transform, and absorb food essence and water. Abnormal conditions. Difficulties in transporting, distributing, and transforming food could result in poor appetite, indigestion, issues with the bowels, weight loss, and more. Difficulties in absorbing and transporting water could result in diarrhea, water retention, edema, and more. B. Transporting and transforming liquids. Normal conditions. Traditional Chinese medicine teaches that the spleen is the main zhang organ to transport and transform liquids and secretions in the body. The spleen transports the liquid to the lungs, and the liquids are divided into clear and unclear. The clear liquids nourish the 5 zhang organs and the 6 food organs internally. The unclear liquids are further transformed to perspiration, urine, or stool, and excreted externally. Abnormal conditions. If there are blockages in the transportation and the transformation of liquids, one could experience edema, phlegm, retention, diarrhea, and more. Second function of a spleen, controlling and maintaining blood flow within the blood vessels. Normal conditions. Spleen qi, which is energy, has the power to keep the blood flowing within the blood vessels. A healthy spleen produces strong spleen qi and strong blood, and will ensure that the blood flows within the blood vessels. Abnormal conditions. If the spleen has an insufficient supply of qi, blood in the stool and the urine, hemorrhaging and more could result. Third function of spleen, dominating the muscles and the 4 extremities. Normal conditions. The spleen has the power to nourish the muscles. If the spleen functions normally and the nutrients are distributed well throughout the body, the muscles and the 4 extremities are strong and well developed. Abnormal conditions. If spleen qi is weak or depleted, the muscles and extremities could become weak and loose. The fourth functions of spleen, opening into the mouth through the meridians and manifesting on the lips. Normal conditions. A healthy spleen manifests a healthy appetite, a normal sense of taste, and the pink lips. Abnormal conditions. Stagnant qi within the spleen could result in poor appetite, a diminished sense of taste, a feeling of fullness in the upper abdomen, and more. Sacred yin-yang alternation practice for the spleen and earth element. Apply the 5 power techniques together. Body power. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm over your spleen. Place your other palm on your lower abdomen below the navel. Soul power, say hello to inner souls. Dear soul man, body of my spleen, stomach, muscles, mouth, lips, teeth, gums, and the emotional body of the earth element, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to heal and rejuvenate my spleen, stomach, muscles, mouth, lips, teeth, and gums, and to heal worry. Do a good job. Thank you. Say hello to outer souls. Dear divine, dear Tao, the source, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related to the spleen, stomach, muscles, mouth, lips, teeth, gums, and worry. I am sincerely sorry for all of these mistakes. In order to be forgiven, I will serve unconditionally. To chant and meditate is to serve. I will chant and meditate as much as I can. I will offer unconditional service as much as I can. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize bright golden light shining in and around the spleen. Bright golden light has a special healing power for the earth element. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Absorb food essence and water well. Strengthen spleen chi. Strong muscles and limbs. Perfect mouth, lips, gums, and teeth. Absorb food essence and water well. Strengthen spleen chi. Strong muscles and limbs. Perfect mouth, lips, gums, and teeth. When you do the practice for healing the spleen and earth element, always remember to visualize bright golden light in the spleen and throughout the body as you inhale and exhale. Now inhale deeply. Keep your mind on your spleen. By visualizing bright golden light shining in and around the spleen, silently chant, absorb food, essence, and water well. Exhale. Put your mind and whole body silent chant Dai, which is greatest love. Let's do it again. Inhale, chant, absorb food, essence, and water well. Exhale, chant Dai, greatest love. Then inhale, chant, strengthen spleen qi. Exhale, chant the Da Quan Shu, greatest forgiveness. Do it again. Inhale, put your mind on spleen, chant, strengthen spleen qi. Exhale, put your mind on whole body, chant the Da Quan Shu, greatest forgiveness. Inhale, put your mind on spleen, silent chant, strong muscles and limbs. Exhale, put your mind on the body, chant the Da Zi Bei, greatest compassion. Then inhale, chant the perfect mouth, lips, gums, and teeth. Then exhale, chant the Da Guang Ming, which is the greatest light and the transparency. Remember, chant as much as you can. You can practice much more when you practice by yourself. For chronic and life-threatening conditions, chant 2 hours or more per day. You can add up all of your chanting time to total at least 2 hours per day. Lungs. The lungs are located in the thoracic cavity of the chest, with one lung on the right and one on the left. The lungs are the Zang authority organ of the metal element. The full organ of the mental element is large intestine. The meridians of lungs and the large intestine are internally and externally related. Function 1. Dominating qi including respiratory qi and whole body qi. There are two aspects. A. Controlling the qi of respiration. Normal conditions. The lungs are the primary organ for the internal intake of the oxygen and external release of carbon dioxide. This allows the body's metabolism to function smoothly. Respiration remains normal and smooth if there's no obstructions in the main qi of the lungs. Abnormal conditions. A deficient of lung qi could lead to respiratory disorders, breathing difficulties, asthma, coughing, fatigue, and more. B. Controlling the qi of the whole body. Normal conditions. The lungs help to form zhong qi. Zhong qi is formed by fresh air inhaled by the lungs together with the food essence sent by the spleen. Zhong qi is sent up by the spleen to larynx, where it gathers to influence the spleen and give strength to the voice. It promotes the function of the lungs and nourishes all organs, systems, tissues, and every part of the body. Abnormal conditions. If this function of the lungs is weak, the formation of the zhong qi could be affected. Shortness of breath, a weak voice, fatigue, exhaustion, and more could result. Lung function 2. Dominating, descending, and distributing qi, food, essence, and body fluid to all system organs and meridians as well as skin, hair, and muscles. Normal conditions. The lungs distribute the food essence and body fluids throughout the whole body in order to nourish the whole body. Lung qi normally flows downward. The lungs are also the principal organ to nourish the skin and hair. The pores of the skin are the openings for qi. If upper jaw is healthy, functions properly, and transports the proper amounts of high-quality qi, body fluids, and nutrients, then the skin and the whole body are nourished, and then hair and the muscles are healthy. Abnormal conditions. If the qi in the lungs cannot flow downward, coughing, asthma, fullness in the chest, and more could result. If lungs lack high-quality qi, the skin could appear sallow, pale, and dry. Lung function 3. Regulating the water passages and helping to maintain normal water metabolism. Normal conditions. The lungs have the function of transporting liquid to the kidneys and the urinary bladder. Then there's easy elimination of urine. This allows for normal water metabolism. Abnormal conditions. If there is a dysfunction of the lung qi and an imbalance of the water metabolism, edema, lack of urine, painful urination, and more could result. Lung function 4. Opening into the nose through the meridians. Normal conditions. The nose is the pathway for inhaling and exhaling air. If the nose has no obstructions and high quality qi, the nose will develop a powerful sense of smell. Abnormal conditions. If qi is obstructed within a nose, a stuffy nose, runny nose, impaired sense of smell, and more could result. Sacred yin yang alternation practice for the lungs and the metal element. Apply the five power techniques together. Body power. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one hand over one or both lungs. Place your other hand on your lower abdomen below the navel. Soul power. Say hello to inner souls. Dear soul mind body of my lungs, large intestine, skin, nose, and the emotional body of metal element, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to heal and rejuvenate my lungs, large intestine, skin, and the nose, and to heal grief. Do a good job. Thank you. Say hello to altar souls. Dear Divine, dear Tao, the Source, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related to lungs, large intestine, skin, nose, and grief. I'm deeply sorry from the bottom of my heart for all of these mistakes. In order to be forgiven, I will serve unconditionally. To chant and meditate is to serve. I will chant and meditate as much as I can. I will offer unconditional services as much as I can. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize bright white light shining in and around your lungs. Bright white light has special healing power for the metal element. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Powerful qi, food essence and liquids nourish the whole body. Perfect metabolism, normal nose functions. Powerful qi, food essence and liquids nourish whole body. Perfect metabolism, normal nose functions. Powerful qi, food essence and liquids nourish whole body. Perfect metabolism, normal nose functions. When you do the practice for healing the lungs and the metal element, always remember to visualize bright white light in the lungs and throughout the body as you inhale and exhale. Now inhale deeply. Keep your mind on your lungs by visualizing bright white light shining in your lungs. Silently chant powerful qi. Now exhale and put your mind on the whole body by visualizing bright white light. Silently chant Da Ai, greatest love. Let's do it again. Inhale, chant powerful qi. Exhale, chant Da Ai, greatest love, Da Ai. Inhale, silently chant food essence and the liquids nourish whole body. Exhale, chant Da Quan Shu, Da Quan Shu, our greatest forgiveness. Inhale, chant food essence and liquids nourish whole body. Exhale, chant Da Quan Shu, greatest forgiveness. Then inhale, silent chant perfect metabolism. Then exhale, Da Ci Bei, greatest compassion. Then inhale deeply, silent chant normal nose function. Then exhale, chant Da Guang Ming, greatest light and transparency. Remember, chant as much as you can, do more practice by yourself. For chronic and life-threatening conditions, chant 2 hours or more per day. You can add up all of your chanting time to total at least 2 hours per day. Kidneys. The kidneys are located in the loins on either side of spinal column. The kidneys are the Zang authority organ of the water element. The full organ of the water element is an urinary bladder. The meridians of the kidneys and the urinary bladder are internally and externally related. Kidney function 1, storing prenatal and postnatal jing, which is matter, and dominating development and reproduction. There are two aspects. A. Inherited essence of life. Normal functions. The vital inherited essence of life is stored within the kidneys both before and after birth. This is inherited from the mother and the father and then developed by the nutrients and other essence taken into the body. This vital inherited essence of life is then transformed into qi to assist the body to grow, develop, and reproduce. Abnormal conditions. If there is a lack of essential nutrients and vital qi through development and reproduction, as well as an imbalance of yin-yang, slow development, premature senility, hot flashes, coldness in the hands and feet, infertility, impotence, and more could result. B. Develop essence of life. Normal conditions. The developed essence of life is held and used by 5 zhang organs and 6 fu organs. It is derived from food essence. The food essence is transformed by the spleen and the stomach into this developed essence of life and then transported to the 5 zhang organs and the 6 fu organs. When this developed essence of life is sufficient, any excess is stored in the kidneys for future use. Abnormal conditions. If at any time the developed essence of the life in the 5 zhang organs and the 6 fu organs is insufficient, the kidneys will send their stored essence to the 5 zhang organs and the 6 fu organs. Sensations of heat in the chest, palms, and the sores of feet, night sweats, cold and pain in the lumbar spine area, and the knees, infertility, frigidity, and more could result. Kidney function 2. Dominating water metabolism. Normal conditions. Normal functioning of the kidneys, maintaining the proper balance of fluids, and sustains water circulation in the body. Body fluid carries a valuable nourishing purpose that has come from the food essence. It is distributed to the 5 zhang organs, the 6 fu organs, and the tissues throughout the body. Proper urination occurs with healthy water metabolism. Abnormal conditions. If there are blockages in healthy water metabolism and water circulation, edema, frequent or infrequent urination, and more could occur. Kidney function 3, receiving qi, normal conditions. Traditional Chinese medicine teaches that the kidneys support the lungs in the inhaling of the air downwards. Kidney qi must be strong for the lungs to inhale and exhale easily. Abnormal conditions. If kidney qi has any weakness, breathing difficulties could result. Kidney function 4. Dominating the bones, manufacturing marrow to fill the brain and manifesting in the hair. Normal conditions. The kidneys store the essence of life, which is then transformed into bone marrow. When the kidney qi is strong enough, high-quality bone marrow is produced, leading to healthy and formed bones and teeth. The hair is nourished by the blood and its external manifestation of the kidneys. The hair will then appear shiny and healthy. Abnormal conditions. A lack of kidney qi could result in insufficient nourishment for the bones, weakness and soreness in the back, and weakness in the feet and knees could then develop. The bones could become brittle and weak. This could also lead to loose teeth or loss of teeth, baldness, gray hair, and more. Kidney function 5, opening to the ears through the meridians and dominating anterior and posterior orifices. Normal conditions. If the kidneys receive appropriate amount of nourishment or qi, one could have very clear hearing and proper elimination. Abnormal conditions. If kidney qi is insufficient, ringing in the ears, loss of hearing and sensitivities to sound, diarrhea, constipation, impotence, infertility, frequent urination, and more could result. Sacred yin-yang alternation practice for the kidneys and the water element. Apply the five power techniques together. Body power. Sit up straight. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm over the kidneys. Place your other palm on your lower abdomen below the navel. Soul power, say hello to inner souls. Dear soul mind body of my kidneys, urinary bladder, bones, ears, and the emotional body of water element, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to heal and rejuvenate my kidneys, urinary bladder, bones, and the ears, and to heal fear. Do a good job. Thank you. Say hello to altar souls. Dear Divine, dear Tao, the Source, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related to the kidneys, urinary bladder, bones, ears, and fear. I'm sincerely sorry for all of these mistakes. I apologize from the bottom of my heart to all the souls my ancestors and I have hurt or harmed in these ways. In order to be forgiven, I will serve unconditionally. To chant and meditate is to serve. I will chant and meditate as much as I can. I will offer unconditional service as much as I can. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize bright blue light shining in and around the kidneys. Bright blue light has a special healing power for the water element. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Strong kidney jing and qi. Normal water metabolism. Strong bones, bone marrow, and healthy hair. Clear hearing and normal elimination. Strong kidney jing and qi. Normal water metabolism. Strong bones, bone marrow, and healthy hair. Clear hearing and normal elimination. Strong kidney jing and qi. Normal water metabolism. Strong bones, bone marrow, and healthy hair. Clear hearing and normal elimination. When you do the practice for healing the kidneys and the water element, always remember to visualize bright blue light in the kidneys and throughout the body as you inhale and exhale. Now inhale deeply, keeping your mind on kidneys by visualizing bright blue light shining in and around your kidneys. Silently chant strong kidney jing and qi. Now exhale and put your mind on your whole body by visualizing bright blue light. Silently chant Da'ai, Da'ai, greatest love. Inhale deeply. Keep your mind on your kidneys. Silently chant normal water metabolism. Then exhale. Chant Da Quan Shu. Da Quan Shu, greatest forgiveness. Inhale. Chant strong bones, bone marrows, and healthy hair. Exhale. Chant Da Zi Bei. Da Zi Bei, greatest compassion. Inhale, silently chant clear hearing and a normal elimination. And exhale, chant Da Guang Ming, 达光明 Greatest Light. Remember, practice in this way as much as you can when you practice by yourself. Always remember, for chronic and life-threatening conditions, chant 2 hours or more per day. You can add up all of your chanting time to total at least 2 hours per day. In this chapter, we have done soul healing for each of the authority organs of the five elements, liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys. When you do these soul healing practices, healing is automatically offered to the sixfold organs and more. Healing the five Zang organs, sixfold organs, and extraordinary organs together. Now I'm delighted to release the secret wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques for soul healing all organs, all systems, all tissues, and all sense organs of the five elements together, along with the emotional body and extraordinary organs, brain, bone marrow, bones, and uterus. Apply the five power techniques. Body power, sit up straight with your back free and clear. Place your hands in the five element hand positions and all five element hand shenmi by taking your left hand and placing all of the fingers together. Grab the fingers of your left hand with your right hand. Place both hands on the lower abdomen below the navel. In using the five elements, hand shenmi, body secret, a further secret is to alternate your grip between very strong and very gentle. Grip your left fingers hard for about 30 seconds, then grip your fingers with hardly any strength for 30 seconds. Keep alternating yin and yang in this way. Let me explain the secret healing. The index finger connects with the wood element, including the liver, gallbladder, tendons, eyes, anger in the emotional body, and more. The middle finger connects with the fire element, including the heart, small intestine, blood vessels, tongue, depression, and anxiety in the emotional body, and more. The ring finger connects with the metal element, including the lungs, large intestine, skin, nose, grief in the emotional body, and more. The baby finger connects with the water element, including the kidneys, urinary bladder, bones, ears, fear in the emotional body, and more. The thumb connects with the earth element, including the spleen, stomach, muscles, mouth, lips, gums, teeth, worry in the emotional body, and more. All of these connections are through the meridians. The meridians are the pathway of energy. This sacred healing has the power beyond words. Soul power, say hello. Dear Divine, dear Tao, the Source, dear Five Elements, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes we have made in all lifetimes related with the five Zang organs, six full organs, four extremities, skin, hair, bones, and emotional body. In order to be forgiving, I will serve humanity and all souls of Mother Earth unconditionally. I will chant and meditate a lot to bring unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion, and light to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Thank you.